San Francisco, damn, those silly little hate machines.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, Didi Damn here. This is your episode for Friday, May 10th, 2024. Thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate you, new listeners, day one. Occasional listeners, you've got great taste in podcasts. And of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday churins wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. Let's get right into it. This is a specific little talk about haters, people who hate you online or face to face, and what you probably should do regarding them. Well, a hater is someone, basically, a hater is somebody who doesn't like you. And some people say that they do like the people they are criticizing. I say they don't like you. But a hater, to me, is a mentally ill person. And they want to have a negative relationship with you. And some of them want to ruin you. It might be hard, but it really is best to gray rock a hater. And I do want to bring up the fact that, especially for my young ones, y'all take it really seriously, because a lot of you were born with a cell phone in your hand. You don't remember life without computers and cell phones. And I do feel for you. I would not want to trade places with a 25-year-old because of that. We had the anonymity and the freedom to explore and express ourselves as 20-somethings without cell phones in our hands. You know, that's, I would really recommend that some of you young ones go back and research what people were doing in the 80s, pre-internet, and see what sort of shenanigans we got up to. Especially now online, there are people who get up in the morning to start hating on people. But the thing about haters is, that's sad, it's that there are a lot of young people that are trolls. Now, the rules of engagement has changed face-to-face and online. Unfortunately, a lot of young people have been socialized to be vulgar and start cursing and insulting people and actually expecting a reasonable dialogue. The rules of engagement now are insane online. I admit, I get cursed at a lot online. A friend told me, oh, that's because of this, you're on target, and people respect you, they just want your attention, blah, 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 blah. Y'all, here's what I do. When I'm online, if somebody cusses at me, insults me, I understand they want to set a negative rule of engagement, and I'm not playing. I don't play with Z people. You know the Z people? Crazy. Boys in the attic, they are crazy. That's Pink Floyd, The Wall. Yeah, I don't play with crazy people. At whatever online spaces I'm at, I have extremely high block lists because I have a zero tolerance policy. These young kids are socialized by video games, these awful reality shows where the rules of engagement is vulgar confrontation. So they'll just come right up to you online. They wouldn't say it face to face. F you, or shut up, or just start cussing you out for no reason. In fact, I spoke about it online, and there's a link to this conversation in the description box. I understand they want my attention. I just block them, y'all. I block them. And sometimes if I have the time, I block the people who like their comment. I do not engage with trolls. I had a recent troll with blackmail. And first he was following me. Then he unfollowed me. That's what you're supposed to do. Then he kept coming back saying, you hate black males. You hate black males. I'm like, I didn't say anything to him because, again, gray rock. It's like, okay, you don't mean anything. I kept hiding his comments. And the last time I had to block him, his first sentence, you hate black males. How could that be possible when my father figure, a favorite artist, and the man I love more than I could even describe the word love is Stevie Wonder? No, but you see, I don't go around explaining myself to haters because you will never win. If you sat there explaining yourself to people who are crazy, you're not going to win. But anyway, I had to block this dude. Oh, he was insulting me at my space. Then he posted a link to his podcast. Lord have mercy. Oh, and during the plandemic, that's what I'm calling it, the plandemic, this woman came up, white woman just came up F-bombing me, cussing at me, shut up, Nazi, blah, blah, blah. I went and looked at her links, her Instagram. Well, this is on social media. I put a link to the convo. But I'll tell you here in case you don't want to do that. This woman was a San Francisco public school teacher, cussing me out, just stepping to me, cursing at me. And I said, oh, yeah, you're a public school teacher. How are you doing that with that mouth? I said, by the way, I'm a black woman. Let's meet in the Tenderloin and see if you're going to say that to me face to face. Because of how I speak and express myself online, although I have a caricature of myself, like a cartoon with a pink hat and pink clothes, looks like me. That's what a caricature is. Some people say, you're not a black woman, you ain't black, you're a cracker, you're a Nazi. They all, like I said, these people are nuts. And I do understand why a lot of people do not go to social media. This woman ended up deactivating her account immediately after I called her out as a public school teacher. So the point I'm making is with crazy people online, the haters, a lot of them are young people. You know, feel sorry for them because they're crazy. The way they've been socialized, a lot of them are fatherless, not enough functional men in their family to grab them up. A lot of them don't have much of a life. So everything they're doing is from the palm of their hand. They have no power. So how do you get power? By trying to terrorize people, cursing people, insulting people, and actually expecting to have a dialogue. There's something wrong with this society. A lot of y'all young kids, there's something wrong with you. Gray rock these nuts, period. It's beautiful weather in San Fran Fentanyl. And if you did not know, if you are new to this platform, I have over 1,000 podcasts. I've simmered down demystifying the dystopia because I would be redundant. Just go down memory lane and look at the shows. Like I said, over 1,000 shows. And I started this platform at the height of the pandemic when the mayor unleashed America's most mentally ill drug addicts, allowing them to shelter in place. And my district was the craziest district in America. I had experiences, me and my neighbors, that nobody else ever had. I know I had what I went through, no black woman on earth ever went through. No black woman on earth ever went through that. So you can go ahead and scroll the show list and look at some of these titles and listen. Go down memory lane and thank you so much for coming by. Gray Rock the Haters. Do not feed trolls. If somebody cusses you out, that's verbal abuse. Block, mute, don't reply, don't curse them back. Keep your power. Anybody who's cursing you out is you're a lesser. They're less than you. You are above them, which is why I do laugh when they go crazy, like cursing at me because they want my attention so bad and I don't give it to them. All right, everybody. So again, this is your show for Friday, May 10th, 2024. I want to heartily say happy birthday again to all of my birthday cheerins wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful day. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.